Right, yeah. We've got a special surprise now.
Oh, not just. Right, let's just move into this next record. I first played this whenever come on Adrian's programme. It's a cracker in Love Don't Come Easy by New Jersey Connection. 1981.
And we've got Eddie Saunders coming to talk to us straight after this track. Keep it here.
Thank you.
Wow. New Jersey Connection, Love Don't Come Easy.
Yeah, from 1981. What a tune.
Yeah.
And we've got the man behind the New Jersey Connection online, Eddie Saunders, live from New Jersey itself.
Thank you, man, for having me.
Ah, you're very welcome, very welcome. Right, the line's going a little bit strange, but...
That's okay.
That's fine, I've got you. So, Eddie, thanks for joining us. What have you been doing?
Man, just writing and producing with my wife. We've been just doing so much music, man, and it's been wonderful. Wonderful.
Great stuff.
So yeah, we did a record with a soundtrack. The movie is called Where Hearts Lie, Out This Way. So she and I got a song on there.
Lovely.
And we're doing a children's product called Miss B's Traveling Bus. We just all over the place, man.
Great stuff.
But then, mm-hmm.
Because since 1980, you've largely been writing and producing for other people, haven't you?
Yes, for a lot of people. I worked, we did a little Raven Simone album. We did Della Robinson, Chance for Romance, Electric Smoke, it's just name it. We even did a song, Regina Bell. I wrote the song, Please Be Mine, on her album.
Oh, right. I've not heard that one. Mm-hmm. I've heard the Electric Smoke and Delia Robinson, yeah. Great stuff.
Yeah.
Great stuff. So, New Jersey Connection, you came to London earlier last year.
Yes. Yeah, last month we were there.
Oh, last month. Oh, great stuff. Do you enjoy London?
Yeah, it was great, man. Great. It was a little rough from the beginning, but afterwards it was just awesome. Yeah. I have a manager by the name of Jen. She just like saved us from a lot of stuff. She did a wonderful, wonderful job, and we were so excited about that, and we was grateful for it.
Good. I bet you got a good reception, didn't you?
Oh, yes, we did.
Yeah.
Along with, and she had a young man that helped her out by the name of Desmond. He was wonderful as well. They was just Johnny on the spot for us, man. It was awesome.
Fantastic, because, of course, soul music, especially sort of jazz, funk and boogie, really popular in the UK at the moment.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's doing very well. Doing very well. You also did vocals, of course. You're a singer on Kelly Charles's cover of Denise Williams' Free. I hadn't realised that until I started looking at it. Yeah, great track.
So. Yeah, I produced the vocals on that, along with my wife and my two daughters. They're all three of them. Say hi, honey.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, very well, thank you.
Hello there.
Greetings from not-so-sunny England.
Yes. Hi, Eddie. How you doing, man?
Dave's with me. You met Dave on Thursday.
Hey, Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing great, mate. Thank you for this record. What a track. Could you just let us know how the actual track came about, you know, how you actually cut the record?
What, Love Don't Come Easy?
Yeah.
I tell everybody the same story. It's a real simple story. You know, I was just talking to some people, and they was, like, heartbroken with a relationship, basically.
Yeah.
And, you know, just their story alone, it was like love, and it just, like, hit me. Love Don't Come Easy. And it just kept, and I just said that to him, you know, love don't come easy. You know that, right?
Mm.
And next thing you know, it just hit me, man. So I went and started writing it. Then I just started thinking about just people should go to court for getting hearts broken, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, absolutely. I know that feeling.
So in my mind, I'll take it to the president. Thinking that we walking with the, what are those signs?
Lovely.
Those picket signs. Sometimes we picking the streets at the Washington, at the White House. I'll take it to the president. I'll take it to, you know.
Yeah.
So, lovely. So what were your musical influences when you were, you know, New Jersey, 1981? What were you listening to at the time? Was it all Sylvia Robinson hip-hop stuff or?
No. I grew up in church, man. So my mother played the piano, actually. And I played the drums. But my influences has always been Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh, fantastic.
Mandrill, and just a lot. And my brother was a DJ at one time. And I learned music from my brother. He don't even play an instrument, but I learned so much from him because he would just tell me to listen to. I didn't even know how to produce until he would show me how. He wouldn't even know he was showing me how to produce music because he would tell me to watch this part. Watch when this part come in. Watch, and I just never knew it, but it was just amazing that, you know, my brother was able to do tremendous things on teaching me how to do production. So it's awesome.
Great stuff.
Okay, Eddie, can I just ask you about the new record, you know, Red Light, Green Light? And
sure.
How did they get the connection with Cynthia Wilson on this great record?
You know, well, the record was old, and so just was trying to redo it. And so, you know, I talked to Cynthia, and she was saying she wouldn't mind doing it, and that's how the record came, you know?
I must say, what a voice, what a voice.
Yeah. It was, because that came out, if people don't know, that Red Light, Green Light came out last month in May. And myself and a couple of pals, we run a free Rare Soul afternoon across in Nottinghamshire, and it was actually for sale. Somebody got a box full, flogging them out, and they were going like hotcakes, so you should be very pleased with that.
So did you guys get a copy yet?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I've got one coming through the letterbox soon. It's winging its way.
Great stuff. And you're not stopping there, are you? Because we've got something else in the pipeline.
Yes. We got a new New Jersey Connection record coming out. Hold your seat, man.
Right, you're going to play as a sample, aren't you? Right, get ready for this.
Yeah.
Dave and I heard this on Thursday night over video link, and it just starts to attract. Brings you to your knees, just right for this moment. So over to you, Eddie.
I didn't hear what you said.
I said it's your turn. Do you want to play the record?
we're doing a New Jersey Connection record.
Yes, that's right. Your new one, the one that you played to Dave and I on Thursday night.
Yes, sir. Oh, man, yeah. Hopefully, if everything work out, we'll be doing and finishing it this Wednesday.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, maybe we can have a listen to that when it's done, when it's complete.
Yeah.
Because I tell you what, it's at a fine point where it is at the moment, so quite how you polish that even further, I don't know. But yeah, really looking forward to that. It's going to be a great tune.
Kumar Marshall, he's our new lead singer, and he's doing a wonderful, wonderful job, so we're excited about that.
Lovely.
You know, so again, it's me and my wife, we just work nonstop, just writing these songs, producing them in.
Well, it's just flowing out, isn't it? So where can people get hold of these records?
I'm not finished with it yet. So what particular record? The New Jersey Connection?
Yeah, I know Red Light, Green Light is coming out on superdiscoedits.com. That's the name of the label, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So if people can't catch up with Fish, Mark Coddington, and get yourselves on a copy, then you can get it off the internet at superdiscoedits.com, which is the website of the label.
Mm-hmm.
So when are we going to see you back in England?
We're working on that now, but hopefully I'm thinking that sometime next year, I'm not sure, I've still got to check in with my manager, but her name is Jen. But right now, I just got, I just saw it online that we'll be in France, and we're supposed to be in France in September, so.
Oh, right.
I guess that'll be the closest to London.
Well, France in September, take an umbrella.
Yeah.
Dave,
you guys can come and meet us over, man. We'd love to meet up with you guys.
Oh, that'd be great. Well, I mean, if you get along to Caister, then we'll probably see you there.
Yeah, okay. We're working on that too, I heard.
Excellent.
Yeah, we'd love to meet up with you there, Eddie. And just thank you for this great record you've made. And the new one as well. It's great stuff.
Thank you.
Appreciate
it.
You're welcome.
Appreciate the love, man. And I hope that, you know, we can definitely catch up real soon. And if you guys push us, man, and get to talk to the people that's running Caister, y'all push for us. We would love to come.
Yeah, lovely. You'd fit just right in Caister and also Margate.
Yeah, definitely.
Lovely. Right, well, we'll put the word about and get the drums beating and see if we can get you some offers of performances, because it's just... Right, so we'll look forward to hearing your new single when it comes out next week, or, when it's complete next week. Perhaps give people a bit of a preview of it, whet their appetites.
Mm, definitely.
And that should be flying off the shelves.
Yes, well, you'll definitely be hearing from my manager again. Her name is Jen, and she's going to have it. So I was talking with her, and maybe she can get an opportunity to come down and check you guys out and actually play it exclusively for you guys. So I'll definitely have her to contact you guys, and maybe you guys can set something up. So hopefully next week she could come down and play it. It's a wonderful record.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Very, very much excited about it.
I'm sure we'll get her along. Right, well, thank you very much for joining us this evening, Eddie. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the show and to listen to your music.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much. You guys be blessed.
Yeah,
thanks Eddie.
Best wishes to your wife as well.
Yeah.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Nice talking to you. Be good.
Bye-bye. Have a great day. Right, we're going to play you play Eddie out with the new release that came out last month. This is a track that was previously unissued. It was written in 1987, and it's called Red Light, Green Light. Available. Yeah, you need to get it. So there's the brand new release from the New Jersey Connection, Red Light, Green Light.